Hi, this is Innocent Mwangi. Did you know that you have the authority to bind and loose? You see, our authority has to do with dealing with the devil and demonic powers. We have the authority to bind them up so they can't operate freely. Matthew 16 and verse 13, the Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto thee, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And the Catholic Church interprets this particular scripture to mean that Peter is the one that Jesus was referring to as the one that Jesus was about to build his church on. And the progression of the popes from that time has been on the same premise, that the pope represents Peter, who is the rock of the church. But that's not what Jesus was talking about. And the Bible goes on to say, you know, where Jesus says, "And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter," which means Petros, "and upon this rock, Petra," which actually means a small rock, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So Jesus was not talking about Peter. He was talking about the revelation that Peter had just received from heaven. Jesus was going to build his church based on that revelation. And what was the revelation? The revelation was that Jesus is the Messiah. But what did really Jesus say here when he said, "I'll build my church upon the rock"? You know, this massive, immovable rock. "I will build my church upon this revelation that Peter had just received, that Jesus is Lord." And this, I consider this to be the master key. Jesus was talking about the keys of the kingdom, but I believe the master key is that Jesus is Lord. And as soon as Peter confessed Jesus as Lord, he was given the power to bind and loose. And for every one of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have the power to bind and loose. To exercise this authority, we must be born again. You cannot exercise authority over the devil if you are still in the devil's kingdom. Remember the sons of Sceva in the Bible, who had no authority to use the name of Jesus? And they thought that, you know, these guys were using the name of Jesus, and they seems to have been doing very well. You know, Paul was casting out demons using the name of Jesus. They were also doing their own miracles, but they were not as spectacular as the one that Paul was performing. And so they said, if Paul is using the name of Jesus, we are going to use the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, when they tried to do this, verse 15 of Acts chapter 19, the Bible says, "And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. One man beat up seven men. Do you think these guys were just waiting there for their time to come to be beaten up? They were also trying to fight back, but they were all beaten so badly that they ran away naked and wounded. The difference between the sons of Sceva and Paul was that Paul had authority. Paul had authority. As long as you have the name of Jesus, as long as you're born again, you have the authority to use the name of Jesus. Paul belonged to Jesus. So Peter got authority over the devil because he confessed Jesus as Lord. See, that is the key that he received. That's the reason why Jesus said, "Upon this revelation, upon this, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So what does it mean to bind the devil? You see, binding stops Satan's action and ties him up. So if you want to stop Satan's actions, you bind him, and that will also tie him up. Losing gets his fingers off and removes him from the situation. So if you want to get the enemy off your blessing, to get the enemy off your health, you need to lose healing upon your body. and then the Satan will get his fingers off you and you'll be free. So how do you bind? This is how you bind. In Jesus' name, Satan, I bind you. The other way you can bind is, I command you to stop. You know, if you find the enemy trying to do things to completely try to mess you up, you can command him to stop in the name of Jesus. And now here's something worth pointing out. You know, I want you to read this one more time. That is Matthew 18 and verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In plain English, it looks like it all starts with us. Whatever you bind on earth, action from us. This is now, we are the one doing the action. We are the one who acting. Whatever you bind on earth, then heaven follows, shall be bound in heaven. But that's not how it is. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So who would you say makes the first move? Us? It looks like that we are the ones taking the lead, but that's not the reality. That's not the case at all. In the Greek, when he talks about heaven moving, this is in perfect passive tense. The action was completed in the past, but the result came right up into the present. It's a past continuous action. Something that was done in the past, but it is still good even today. So whatever you bind on earth has already been bound and continues to be bound in heaven. It did not start by being bound here on earth. It started by being bound in heaven. So whatever you lose on earth has already been loosed and continues to be loosed in heaven. So what do you want to see happen in your life? Lose it into your life. You want perfect healing, you want perfect health, you want a perfect family, you want a perfect business, you want a perfect job. Lose that, and it has already been loosed in heaven. So heaven moved 2,000 years ago when Jesus went to the cross. And so when we bind the devil, we are coming into agreement with what heaven has already accomplished. And we are enforcing the devil's defeat in our own lives. That's what happens when we bind the devil. So whatever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. A few points to ponder. A few points that I'm going to bring to you so that you can think about them a little bit deeply. And there's another translation that says, whatever you forbid on earth, heaven will forbid. Whatever you allow, heaven will allow. That is Matthew 18 and verse 18. Sometimes you've got to get into the devil's face and tell him, I forbid you to do that. We need to get angry with the enemy. We need to get in the devil's face and forbid him from doing the things that he's trying to do in our lives. James 4 and verse 7, the Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The devil is to be resisted. The devil is not to be accommodated. The devil is not to be brought into our homes. The devil is not to be allowed to take hold in our lives. The devil is to be resisted. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. What if you don't resist him? He will not flee from you. He might decide he doesn't want to stay around you and walk away, but he's not doing that because you are resisting him. He's just doing that because he's just who he is. And the other point I would like you to note here is that you'll only be effective in the measure that you are submitted to God. So two things you need to do. Resist the devil, but submit to God. And you'll only be effective in the measure that you are submitted to God. If you don't resist the devil, he will not flee unless he wants. You need to resist him. But even in the same measure as you resist the devil, you should submit to God. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 to 9, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in your faith. Again, that word, resist steadfast. In other words, don't give up resisting the devil. Don't give in an inch to the devil. Don't let him run amok over your life. Don't let him run all over you. He doesn't run because you're a shooter. And this is one thing I would like to state here, is that the devil does not run. He does not flee from you because you're shouting him down. You're not going to shout the devil down. He runs because you know your authority. And when you bind the devil, you lose people. When you bind the devil, you lose people. When you bind sickness, you release healing. When you bind poverty, you release wealth and prosperity. So whatever you want to bind, you can bind it using the authority of the name of Jesus because you're born again. Remember the story of Lazarus in John chapter 11, verse 41 to 44. Chapter 41, the Bible says, then they took away from the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Yes, he's alive, but he's bound. Whose work is it to loose those that have been bound, to set free the captives? Those of us that have been given the authority to do so by Jesus. What a great picture of many believers, you know, born again, still bound by addictions. That's what is happening most of the time. You see, again, let us read verse 44 of the same scripture we've just read. That is John 11 and verse 44. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. So the work of loosing and to let them go is ours. Jesus said unto them, the disciples, us, loose him and let him go. He praying for people is losing them. Discipling people is losing them. Whatever you do for the kingdom of God, you're setting the people free. You're setting the captives free. You're binding the enemy, but in the same breath, you're also losing deliverance and healing upon the body of Christ. Another translation says that what you allow on earth, heaven allows. So when we forbid, what do we forbid here? Even in heaven, it is forbidden. So whose turn is it to move? It is your turn to move. God has already made his move. He sent Jesus to the cross. He raised him from the dead. He seated him at his own right hand. He gave us his word, his name, his blood, his spirit. And then he said, it is your move. It is your turn to move. God has already done everything he's going to do for the time being about the devil. He will not do another thing until Revelation 20, when an angel throws Satan into the bottomless pit. Until then, if anything is going to be done about the devil, it's going to be done by you and by me, because we have the keys of the kingdom, we have the authority, we have the power, we have the anointing, we have the dominion, and we are supposed to move. So my encouragement to you today is that you need to use the power that you have, because the only problem here is that you have not been using your authority. You have not been using your power. You have not been using the presence of God that is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you to guide you and to lead you to do the things that you need to do for the kingdom of heaven. And you have the power. You have the name of Jesus, which is the name above every other name, and the blood of Jesus, which was shed on Calvary, such that there is no sickness that is allowed on our bodies anymore. And then there is the Holy Spirit, who is going to guide you and lead you into all truth. And then there is the Word of God, that resolute, that unchanging, that standard that never fails, the Word of God, which is yea and amen. What God has said is going to happen in your life, to the glory and honor of his name. So today again, I just wanted to encourage you that you have the authority because you're born again. As long as you're born again, you have the authority to use the name of Jesus. And when you use the name of Jesus, all demons flee. The sick are healed. The dead are raised. Those who are down are lifted because you have used the name that is the most powerful name in the world, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. Again, this is Innocent Mwangi saying goodbye till next time.